You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right, welcome to the Berkeley Local Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Johnson, Berkeley Chamber member, Berkeley resident, business owner, and the general guy who's going to take you through the next half hour to an hour of conversation about a great local business in beautiful Berkeley, Michigan, right in downtown off 12 Mile. I'm going to have her introduce herself, and we're going to kick this show off.
Hi, I'm Brooke Goodwin. I own Reforming Foundations, Pilates and Wellness. I am also a local Berkeley resident and a woman entrepreneur and owner of our Pilates studio in the heart of downtown Berkeley.
Wow, that was like 10-second intro. That was perfect. You know how hard it is for people to do that correctly? You must have practiced that a few times.
Oh, sure. Guess so.
Yeah, you think so?
No, not at all.
Not at all? Come on. Oh, come on. I saw her. She was pulling notes out from her cell phone there.
No.
No, it's not like that
at all.
I took
a picture of you. I didn't pull a note out.
I know. That's awesome.
I'm going to post that on Instagram later.
You should. I'm glad I wore a decent shirt today.
Good.
So you brought someone with you today. I know she wasn't thinking she was going to talk, but she's here. So we're going to make this show kind of, yeah, you talk, you tell your story, Brooke. And then we're going to have this fine person maybe jump in once in a while.
Yeah.
So she doesn't fall asleep on us in the studio.
No, I can't have that happen.
Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for coming in.
Hello. How is everyone today?
Great. What's your role with this organization? Wow. This woman-owned entrepreneurship. What's your role?
Yeah, she's my partner in crime here.
I am. Well, my role is twofold. I do marketing and operations, and then I am also a new instructor at the studio.
So fun fact about Rebecca is that she started at Reforming Foundations as a client right after the studio opened in 2017. And so she has done Pilates for 2.5 years now. Her twin sons walk her to Pilates, and they love Pilates. They're four. Sam and Wesley, they're adorable. They love Miss Karanika and Miss Brooke so much. And so we've got little guys in the studio that are just the heart and the inspiration and the soul. It's so cute. So, yeah, so she's my client, and then convinced her to come on this crazy journey. She became an instructor, and then in June she started as my marketing manager also.
Well, that's pretty awesome. What a great way to kind of test someone out.
Right? I know. Yeah, I'm so lucky.
So, Brooke, why don't you kind of give me a general overview of kind of what got you started on this journey of opening up a Pilates studio?
Well, actually, my former career was in dentistry, and sitting twisted and turned all day long would hurt a lot, you know? And then my husband at a young age was diagnosed with lymphoma. So at 32, he survived Hodgkin's lymphoma, and that kind of sucked. And so we sought out Pilates as a gentle, safe way to strengthen him post-cancer treatment. And we both fell in love with the movement, and it just became something amazing. And so I knew immediately that I wanted to teach Pilates, but, you know, we survived cancer. It's enormously expensive to get to live. So a lot of debt after surviving that. And so it took me about 5 years to take the teacher training program after that point. And
so
it's
an accreditation program that you went through.
Yes.
So you knew that you wanted that. So you went into that program. Like, how long?
It took me about a year and a half to get fully certified.
Okay.
I'm advanced in advanced level certification, and I have training in post rehab conditioning, and then also athletic training as well. And it's just been a process of incredible learning. I've gotten to travel the country studying with mentors all over, and, you know, just learning how to look at a body and fix dysfunctional movement patterns. So one of my clients, just last spring, he's like 22 and he had a shoulder problem. And he looked over at me after two visits, and I helped him fix it. And he's like, oh, my God, you're a freaking body mechanic. And I was like, I love that. Body mechanic. Yes, that's what I am.
You should put that on your business card.
I know. I think
I'm owner going to. And body mechanic.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, that's an amazing story. So was it, as you were going through the certification, did you always say, okay, when I got this, I'm going to pick Berkeley?
Yes, I always wanted. So I live in Berkeley, and I always wanted to make Pilates accessible to everybody and to our community. And so really the local Pilates studios were in places like Birmingham or West Bloomfield. And I really wanted to bring it to Berkeley. So I started in my house, actually. My husband finished the upstairs of our garage, and I started the business there and in a bedroom. And then yeah, I had a little sublease for a moment in time at my chiropractor's office in Birmingham, which was helpful. It let me get going and build a base to bring it back to be able to afford a commercial lease in Berkeley. So I used to have the spot right behind Kathleen Abrahamian's alteration shop right on Robina.
Yep.
If you remember, I had that like giant elephant graffiti guy on the wall. I love that elephant. We got to paint him in the middle of the night. It was so fun. I cried literally when we had to paint over the elephant when I left that little itty bitty 650 square foot spot to open up across the street right next door to.
So how much more space do you have now?
I have just a little over 3,000 square feet now.
That's a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, Jay Greenspan of Metro Sold, he called me and he's like, hey, Brooke, I've got the perfect spot for you. And he showed it to me. I'm like, Jay, that's like my 5-year business goal. Like, I can't afford that right now. And he's like, no, you need to do this. You're going to build out a space and you're going to grow out of it in a year. And it turned out he was right. And I leapt in and we've already outgrown the space. So it's pretty cool.
So he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Sometimes you just need someone to kind of kick you in the butt and say, you're going to need something bigger. I deal with lots of people in the beverage industry, beer industry, and that's their constant problem. In fact, the last Beer Tour Guy show, my other podcast, I just interviewed this husband-wife team, and that was their big dilemma as they're building out a brewery. And they actually bought the building that they built out, and they were basically listening to advice from all kinds of brewery owners that said, buy a bigger system than what you think you need so that you can grow into it.
Yeah.
And that's scary, isn't it? Because it's your money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're like, I don't know. You know, I got this 600 square foot space and, you know, I'm making it happen.
Yeah. You thought buying a house was like scary. When you start taking out loans for, you know, commercial spots, they like make you like it's a personal guarantee on this. So, you know, yeah. So it is scary. But, I mean, that's the life of an entrepreneur that I didn't realize I was, that I kind of am. It's kind of cool.
That's right. You definitely are. We all are when we start a small business. Mm-hmm. I sure am from my tour business. So, okay, so you have the certification. Is that an ongoing process then as you get certified? Are there like annual, semi-annual, every 5 years?
Yeah, actually. Kind of thing of my core values is that we constantly pursue knowledge and growth. And so a part of that is continuing on that educational journey. And so all of my Pilates instructors are nationally certified Pilates teachers.
Okay.
That's what the organization is called. It's the only third party accreditation process. Really, what's unfortunate about Pilates in the state of Michigan is that somebody can take a weekend course and then call themselves a Pilates instructor. However, to be fully educated and certified, it's a minimum of a 10-month program to be comprehensively trained as a level one instructor. And it takes years to become a master level instructor.
So what it starts with level one and then there's all these tiers up to the master?
Yeah, and it's a
kind of like karate, right?
Yeah,
with different
belts.
Yeah,
for sure. And then it's about studying with different people. There's a lot of just incredible wealth of knowledge out there. And so, you know, being able to travel and study with, you know, people. So some of the influences that have affected my studio is Gene Sullivan, Jean-Claude West, and Madeline Black. And so being able to travel and meet these people and study with them and study under them and apprentice under them, it's just been an incredible opportunity.
Is that common in the industry that folks do that?
No, it's actually a
or
different –
no, that was just kind of your approach.
Yeah, that was definitely my approach. Like I was trained in a method that taught like an excellent choreography of Pilates, and I learned the Pilates repertoire, but I didn't learn how to fix movement dysfunction or to when somebody couldn't do the move that I was asking them to do. I didn't know why. And so this educational journey led me to figuring out, well, what is going wrong that a person can't do that? And how do I teach them the, you know, different essential exercises to be able to progress through movement? And so that's the beauty about Pilates is that it's a method of movement that trains you to use your muscles from the bones and uses in finding that engagement from the skeletal structure first. The muscles are designed to follow along where the bones travel. And so it helps keep the bones in proper alignment. And it can be like this incredible like I can shred you, get you sweating in 30 seconds to a minute and kick your butt. Or it can be this restorative, like fix your shoulder, fix your knee, fix a low back problem, help restore. Lots of women have, you know, issues post-pregnancy, you know, so helping to strengthen the pelvic floor so that, you know, they can support their abdominals. It's an issue for men as well as they age. You know, so our youngest client so far, well, if you count Wesley and Sam, Rebecca.
Seems like they would be the youngest clients.
They might be the youngest ones. But we currently are running a tween class. There's a group of seventh graders that are coming
in.
I've trained clients one-on-one as young as 9. And then our oldest is actually Mr. and Mrs. Barbusak, who are also were also local business owners in Berkeley. He had a marketing firm down the street. He's 95 now.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. And they come in. They hold hands every Wednesday. They've been coming to me since I was on Robina. They walked in and said, hello there, young whippersnapper.
Ah.
And I giggled. And they said, we think you're going to be the ticket to help us meet our great grandbaby. And they've been coming every week since. And they walk in holding hands. It's the sweetest thing ever. He's hilarious. Yeah. She takes such awesome care of him. Really sweet.
Oh, I don't know where to go after that. That put me off my game a little bit. That's pretty sweet. No, that's awesome.
You were asking about the educational process.
I'm like, you got that for education?
Two
beautiful 95-year-olds that are holding hands in your studio.
Yeah,
right?
So what's cool is that every single one of my instructors holds multidisciplinary certifications. And so when I recognized that I wanted to become more than a fitness studio, like I didn't want to just teach exercise. I wanted us to have the ability to correct movement dysfunction. Every single one of my instructors, they came on this crazy journey with me, and every single one of them retook a comprehensive program with Jean Sullivan, ITT Pilates. And that's what is different about her is that she teaches you to see the movement dysfunction and then teaches you how to fix it. And so all of our instructors are trained in MET techniques, which is how to release tight muscles. And so we
What does MET stand for?
Muscle Energy Technique.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Okay.
Yeah.
Muscle Energy Technique.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That sounds hard.
Yeah. So, but no, it's really nice because, you know, we are able to see what's going on, release something that's tight, and then strengthen something that's weak. And so it's a fun thing. And it, I love it because I have to use my brain and think, and, it's cool. And it's nice to, you know, watch somebody come in with a problem and then send them out the same visit feeling
that must be really
changed.
Satisfying.
It is incredibly satisfying work. I have never worked so hard a day in my life, and I've never felt such joy from work. I feel like I don't work every day. It's amazing.
So, Rebecca, how do you take then this enthusiasm, this interesting way of looking at Pilates, and position that in the marketplace as your job as someone who's doing marketing, right? So kind of give me that. As Brooke just explained all this, and then we got beautiful 95-year-olds that are making it happen versus 4-year-olds making it happen, right? So how do you – your role is to help market what Brooke is doing here. So like what do you say then makes them different than places in Birmingham or other places around here that are doing Pilates?
It's very easy. When you walk into our studio, you feel welcome. You feel loved. You feel supported. You don't always feel that when you walk into a different – other studios, other
I'd say a lot of
places.
Them, I feel like just another person or just another customer and not, I don't know, people aren't paying attention.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just about the fitness. I got that point right away when you said that, Brooke.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
when
okay,
Rebecca.
When
our clients walk in, they feel supportive. They're part of our family. They're not just another client. They're not just not another person. So it's kind of easy to market because when you walk through the door, you already feel it. We actually had a client walk in yesterday, and she's like, I don't even need to see the studio. I already love it here. I just walked in the door, and just being greeted by, you know, our front desk staff and talking with me and talking with Brooke and talking with the other instructors, she just immediately knew that this was her home and this is where she wanted to be. So when you look at that and when you hear the stories and when you hear the testimonials and when you have your first session, you're already hooked. You already know that this is somewhere you want to be. So it kind of makes my job actually really easy. Mm-hmm. It's not that difficult.
Well, and you're already a customer. So obviously you believed in it. I'm sorry, client. As already being a client, you already understood that part, and it's easier for you to kind of tell that.
Yeah.
Tell Brooke's story.
What sets us apart is understanding the body and the movement and the rehabilitative efforts of Pilates and how we can work for you, and that Pilates really is for everybody and everybody. So, you know, we welcome everybody. If you're willing to put in the effort and the work, then, you know, Pilates is for you. So, and we want to support you on that journey. You don't have to be, you know, a perfect person in order to do Pilates. You can be on your wellness journey, and we're going to support you and help you through that journey. And we're going to help you, you know, make that happen and meet your goals.
So in terms of what other studios, other Pilates studios might have been doing in the marketplace, then this approach of it's not just fitness oriented was different?
I feel like it's different. Yeah, okay. For sure. Mm-hmm.
And then that you're focusing on movement strategies, obviously. But basically, this is how your classes or themes are broken out, right? You have balance, mobility, endurance, and power. So kind of take me through that, right? Someone came in, they say, here's our themes. You could sign up for a class that our instructors do in these four core things.
Yeah. And so what was really important to me is like people always, they thought about Pilates and it was like, Matt Pilates, a reformer. Do you use the reformer? Do you have the reformer? Well, my name is Reforming Foundations. You know, it's an intentional play on words. So of course we use the reformer. You know, but what I wanted our class experience to feel like is that it was based on the quality of movement. So, you know, so those different qualities, they actually got inspired by professional athletes that I was working with. They would come in for a session and they would say what they needed that day to look like. Like, today's going to have to be a recovery day. I did this, this, and this today. Or, you know what, today I need to work on endurance. Today I need to work on my balance. Like, they came in and they used this vocabulary. And so I started to think about that. In relationship to the classes, and I'm like, everybody is an athlete at some level, some shape or form.
Sure.
Everybody's an athlete. And so, you know, whether you're the mom athlete, whether you're the student athlete, whether you're the corporate athlete, you're a CEO of a company or owner of a business, all of us, you know, if we like pause and think about how we're supposed to live and move in our bodies as human beings, we all should be taking care of our bodies as if we were a professional athlete. And so I use these words that they used to theme the classes. And so everybody has a station, and every piece of equipment is available at that station. So the spring wall is used, the Pilates chair is used, the reformer is used, the mat is used. I have all the props in the whole wide world because I just love props and like, I'm a kid in a kitty.
It was clear to me when I came in seeing all that. So I was like, wow, look at all this stuff.
I know. I keep buying all the things. So it's
that's why you need more space.
I do. I need a lot more space. And I need more storage solutions because this stuff is huge. Anyway, our classes are themed around the quality of movement and we focus on that. So in a balance class, we're going to focus not only on improving your ability to balance, which is super important for gait and for fall risk and things like that, but it's also important for an athlete to be able to twist and turn and grab and rotate and reach. You know, you need to be able to put your body in these different positions, you know, to find that balance. So we work the body unilaterally, we work it asymmetrically, and so we work on things that challenge balance. In endurance, it's all about a hard class. I mean, you will be drenched in sweat and you will be working through longer sustained holds of different positions, and really working on that form and on that alignment. In our controlled burn class, it's slow movement. So some people in endurance is going to be a fast moving class, and some people
so fast
love,
or slow.
Yeah, some people love to move fast, and other people, I kind of call it my high level movers. They like to work methodically, and they like to feel their body, and they need to tune into their body, and it's like this beautiful dance that they do with their body. So controlled burn is a slower paced class, but it is so incredibly hard. You will find, we call it your little Pilates shakes, your little earthquakes. You'll find that quiver in the muscles as you work very intentionally and slow. And then the power class, we're starting to veer away from that a little bit. It was a straight jump class, so the reformer has a cardio jump board on it. And what I ended up finding is that people, they loved the class, and they had fun doing it, but their muscles, because it was such an intense jumping class, that their leg muscles got super tight, and so now we're starting to incorporate that power class back into our endurance class instead. So you'll see less of that power class on the schedule. But exciting news, can I say?
You can say. This is basically all about you.
Okay, sweet. So January 11th,
I didn't have to ask you questions. You just keep going.
January 11th, we are launching Infrared Pilates, and I'm so freaking stoked. Yeah,
please explain that to me. I have no idea what that means.
Exciting. Yeah, so infrared heat, it's a wave that penetrates the tissue. So, you know, much like, Bikram yoga or hot yoga. They're starting to get away from that Bikram term. We won't go there. But anyway.
Hot yoga.
Hot yoga.
Wow.
Yeah. So they use ambient heat to heat the room up.
I feel like I get in trouble talking about that.
They use ambient heat to heat the room up. And it's not just about the room being heated. It's about the infrared technology actually penetrates the tissues to help promote weight loss, detox, and all kinds of great benefits. So we've got some new classes coming to the schedule. Not only are we going to do infrared mat, but we're also going to do infrared circuit. So that's going to be more of like a cardio class. We've had some requests, you know, as people are buying the unlimited class package in the studio, which is like a super awesome deal. It's at $199, which is cheap
that,
for
explain,
Pilates.
Explain that to me, unlimited class schedule.
They can come as many times as they want.
So as opposed to kind of the typical way of buying, say, four classes in a pop or something like that.
Yeah. So Pilates classes typically in our area run between $25 to $35 each class. My rate is slightly lower. Our lowest rate has been $20 per class. But with the unlimited class package, you know, it could be like a $5 class if they, you know, come every day.
So do you see people that take advantage of it?
Yes.
I guess I'd assume you would. Right?
Yeah. We have this one cool couple, Brian and Nicole. And Brian is in his maybe late 30s, early 40s, somewhere in there. He's never exercised a day in his life, ever, not even anything. And his wife got addicted to Pilates, and she convinced him to join. He came in the first day, and I don't think he's missed barely one day in over a year now.
Holy cow.
Yeah, every day he comes and does Pilates. They're an inspiring couple, and they're just really focused on health and wellness, and so it's cool. But yeah, then we're going to have another class.
So that starts in January.
Another class, uppercut and core. So it's going to be a boxing class with some infrared mat Pilates as well. So infrared boxing, infrared mat Pilates. And then we're going to do an infrared recovery class. So real stretchy, real breathy for the person who likes, you know, slower movement. Maybe they're into yoga. This might be the thing that helps them, you know, take Pilates to the next level. It's interesting, Pilates and yoga.
Yeah, explain to me. Just give me to like the average person who doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
Yoga versus Pilates.
Yeah, I think in my experience, you know, Pilates is a strength and resistance and training program. And yoga does that too, but sometimes yoga focuses on, you know, relaxation or meditative qualities. And, you know, Pilates doesn't exactly focus on that. It's more about the movement versus, you know, the spirituality of the practice. So, you know, we're exercise science and yoga incorporates all of it together. So the movement feels different. But what I have found, because lots of clients do both, and I've had the privilege and honor of training several yoga instructors, and so it's been an awesome learning process for me, who doesn't do yoga, to learn how Pilates has helped take their yoga practice to the next level and has helped help them learn alignment and things like that. You know,
seems like Pilates is more professional grade over yoga. No?
No, I think there's some really fantastic yoga places in town that, you know, also
well,
that's are
not
focused
what I mean.
On alignment.
I'm just saying that okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's definitely yoga people and there's Pilates people, and I would love to bridge those communities because
right.
I think they can help each other.
Sure.
Yeah.
I see the logic in that.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys got a lot of classes going on here.
We're also offering for the first time a express class, like a lunchtime class. So usually our classes are 50 minutes, but we're going to offer a 25-minute class. So if you need like a quick class in and out, but you still want to get a workout in on your lunch hour, you can pop in, get a class, and then, you know, pop back and get back to work.
So it'd be a lot different than your kind of typical morning and after work crowds, right?
Yeah. You know, I think that everybody needs to move every day. And so, you know, sometimes even for myself, that's really challenging to fit it in daily. So, you know, on those days that are tight.
That's because you're an entrepreneur.
Yes. So, and we also have a shower, a gorgeous shower. So, you know, if you get sweaty, you can shower.
So what's some other services then that you offer? besides just the classes, you guys got some other things you're doing, right?
Yeah. So we have two physical therapists on site that we're privileged to work with as well. They both took the Pilates teacher training program last year. And so for when we as instructors find different things that are more challenging or outside of our scope of practice, you know, it's great to have these physical therapists on staff. And it's really a useful tool, you know, for people who are either just recovering from an injury or post-surgery or, you know, have a more complex health history. That's an awesome
service. So would I have PT sessions or would I sit down with your physical therapist and have a conversation about what problems I'm having?
We offer both. So actually, it's interesting. We have so if you feel like you have a complex issue, then you want to have a conversation with, you come in and you do an assessment and a program design, and you do this, you know, interview process, and you talk about it, and she looks at your body, and both of them, Cecily and Lindsay, both females, you know, look at your body and try and assess, and then come up with a plan for you. And then we also have 25-minute sessions. So the neat thing about physical therapists is they are used to working fast and hard and quick, and so So when I gave them 50 minutes to do work, they're like, Brooke, this is a lot of time. This is such a luxury. This is amazing.
What do I do with all this time?
Yeah, what do I do with all this time? And so we created another option where they have 25 minutes. You know, just, and so I used it the other day on myself. I had a client who came in and his shoulder was bothering him and it was a new thing. And so I started to look at it, and I'm like, you know what? Lindsay's here. Let me just bring her into the room. And so Lindsay came in, and in 25 minutes, she was able to, you know, figure out what was the problem. We came up with a few home exercises that he could do at home, and then, you know, we were able to carry on with the rest of his session.
So that really takes the place of me going to a doctor and saying, I'm having this pain, and I'm not really sure what's up. And then they might send you to a physical therapist.
Right.
And then there's all this insurance stuff back and forth that who knows what that costs, where I could come into your studio and I could have a conversation like this.
Well, and then what's unfortunate,
come up with a solution.
Not to get into the whole like medical, political world
right
now.
That'd be like a 2-hour conversation,
I know,
probably.
But it's kind of a problem where, you know, the doctor has to write the script. Then the doctor tells the physical therapist, who is also a doctor, what they're allowed to treat and what they're allowed to work on.
Right.
So they're going to say, okay, this person has a shoulder problem. Well, that shoulder problem could actually be coming from the person's neck. And then the physical therapist's hand is mostly tied unless she goes back to the doctor and asks for permission to work on the neck. So it's interesting. In the state of Michigan, there's a lot of talk, and I'd have to look it up, but I think the rules are starting to change because physical therapists are also doctors. And so the whole idea is starting to move toward the physical therapist being able to do the physical, like a musculoskeletal physical on the human body, on the patient, to be able to assess that annually and then provide a, you know, proper treatment or a program for them to stay strong in their musculoskeletal system.
So like my physical would be through the physical therapist is what you're basically saying.
Yeah. You know, there's like you've got your physical for your heart and your mind and, you know, your all the other things. And then, you know, you've
that
got
other stuff,
got all that stuff,
our head and stuff. Yeah.
All that. So, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Doctors with, you know, working within their scope and within their specialties. Like that's
I feel like now that I'm in my later 40s, I feel like I'm constantly getting passed around trying to figure out ailments that seem to all be happening in the last couple years to me. And I never know if I'm doing it right. It's like, oh my gosh, I feel it. You know, every time I see my doctor, I have a high deductible HSA. I know we just said we wouldn't talk about all this, and now I'm talking about this. But I have a high deductible HSA between my wife and I, and, you know, we have to hit $5,000 a year on that before anything's really picked up.
Yeah.
You know, and the problem is just I don't want to see my doctor 5 times to then get a recommendation for why my shoulder hurt.
Right.
Right. And then still have to go to PT and still have to pay and whatever. You know, next thing you know, I've dropped all this money and I really didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And I get to the end and I'm like, I don't know if I solved anything, but I know I just spent a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Where I guess there's certain people who have different types of health insurance where just almost everything's paid for. But that's not the case for a lot of people now.
And after, you know, I mean, I think that it's important to have health insurance for catastrophic situations.
Surely.
Like my husband survived cancer. But, you know, for me in my own health and wellness journey, I've got my own story. And the doctors that I chose to go see, they didn't take insurance or they were out of network for insurance. And so I, too, spent many thousands of dollars annually for a period of time floating around trying to find doctors. So now I have a super – Aaron and I decided to have a super high deductible health insurance to save money monthly. And then and we're basically cash pay almost everywhere we go with a HSA account.
I kind of feel like that's where I'm going with it.
But I get to choose who I want to see.
Yeah. You just go in and do it.
Yeah.
Right? I like that. What an approach. Wow, we veered, didn't we?
We did veer a little. Okay, back to Pilates. Yeah. That's what Rebecca, I really know about.
Rebecca, I thought you'd like pull us back in or something. She's just sitting there smiling because you're so nice.
We did this on bikes. Yeah. It was a little dangerous when my Pilates studio hosted his bike tour, and we were like riding and talking and looking at each other. I almost hit a parked car. It was fun. Yeah,
I'm getting the hook out.
Okay, we're back in. We're back in.
It is a fine art, and that was really a fun collaborative event we did. We didn't really know what we'd get. Right, we ended up having a lot of your customers that were doing, I think, a triathlon weekend or something crazy like that.
Yeah, so they didn't come.
They didn't come, but we did have some customers, some of mine, some of yours, and we did this fun bike tour where we did went down and did some history and some riding, and then we had some wine and beer back at the studio with this great kind of post class that you did for everyone. That
little
was
drink
a lot
and
of
little
fun.
Pilates. It's not a bad thing.
Mm-mm. We did get everyone in there to do it though, which was important.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
I thought once we pop a couple bottles, that wouldn't happen.
I know,
but it did.
It did, and it was super fun. I think it's kind of a fun thing to do. And actually, can I tell you guys about?
Sure. Let's hear about something special that you got coming up in the new year.
Yes,
2020.
We are hosting two different Pilates retreats, talking about drinking and doing Pilates. I mean, now you don't have to drink to do this. I have a private chef and he's going to make awesome cuisine and fresh juices and things like that too. So it doesn't have to be that thing. But we're going to Costa Rica for five days in February 13th through the 18th. So it's a great little time to get away. It'll be two Pilates classes a day. We're going to learn how to surf. We're also doing a catamaran snorkeling trip, two group dinners, and then the rest of the time is free nights to just kind of chill out in the Pura Vida life.
So how did this opportunity come about and you got involved in doing this? This is a pretty unique thing to do a Pilates retreat like this, a wellness retreat essentially.
Yeah. You know, Instagram is such a great community and you learn lots of things and you see lots of different things. So I started following this this other female entrepreneur, Stacey Schwartz of Kitanga Fitness. And so she does these fitness retreats all over the world. And so she and I connected. I was actually studying in New York with Madeline Black, and I got to have drinks with Stacey. And it was just like I just fell in love with her. I could tell we were going to be BFFs for life. And so, I got her to – I signed up. She plans the whole retreat. So, you know, I'm not a travel agent. It's not the thing that I do. But
she's like the travel agent part of it.
Yeah. So she books and plans everything, and then I just show up and teach Pilates. So we're going to Costa Rica to do that. And I did a similar retreat just almost 2 years ago, and it was a huge success. It was really cool. It was also posted on Instagram, so I met people I didn't know that came on this retreat. So I'm hoping that happens again this time, that we get people to draw. You don't have to have Pilates experience to come. So last time we had married couples come, we had a group of girlfriends come. Some people had never done Pilates before, and other people were experts at it. So that was super cool. And then the second retreat we're doing is end of the it's kind of selfish. I booked things that I wanted to do. So we're doing a second retreat that's a snow sport retreat. So skiing, snowboarding, snowshoeing, whatever you want to do in Park City, Utah. They've got a gorgeous spa facility. So we're going to do some snow sports, do some ab strengthening to get you ready to go out on the hill and then come back and stretch you out, and there's good food and spaing and all that. So I'm super excited
about
both of
those. Very different,
retreats.
But both sound very cool.
Yeah, you want to come? You guys should come.
You know, the
you
job
and your wife, come
the,
on.
The job of
oh, it's off season for
tour
you.
Tour guide is that I'm never off season. I know you think I might be, but I work year round.
Okay.
And I've already, well, anyway, these, I don't want to talk about my schedule on air here. My schedule's crazy, but they both sound awesome.
Yeah, I'm
and
excited.
That
about
sounds
it.
Like a lot of fun. And I wish you success on those for sure.
Yeah,
so if people want to get more information about those, how do they do that?
They can actually visit our website at reformingfoundations.com, and there is a tab called Events, and they're listed there.
I think it's on the homepage, too. If they just scroll, they can click.
That's where I found it while I was doing a little research, and I got to hear about the founder of that company, and all that was so interesting to me. As a biker, there's lots of these bike retreats that are the same concept. So I've done some of those before, and I get it. There's REI does some of these, Trek Travel does some of these, right? But it's all focused on kind of bikers. But I get it. Totally makes sense And if that's your thing, or if you think it's your thing, you should check this out, because what a fun opportunity to do it in such a beautiful place, Costa Rica.
Yeah.
And Park City, Utah.
Yeah. And we'll do some fun things throughout the year. We'll do workshops for our clients, focusing on different body parts, or just, you know, foam rolling workshops and things like that. Or sometimes we like to combine doing some mat Pilates with
Berkeley Common across the street. Katie and Terry are awesome.
So they got that upstairs space. Is that where you do it? Yeah. Kind of their private space. That's really cool.
And they give us a bartender up there, and we get some good tunes going, and they serve while we do some Pilates. And it's a gorgeous, if you haven't checked out that space, it's a gorgeous event space. We're just a really hip, chill kind of environment. Mm-hmm. And so that's a fun party. We also host private parties. So groups of people will get together, and they'll book it for the evening. And
like a Pilates party.
Okay. So
I hadn't heard of this.
My favorite that I've ever done so far was for a group of businessmen, and we did Reformer and Rye. And so I did a whiskey tasting along with hors d'oeuvres, and it was super fun. So, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, you should do that with beer.
Yeah.
Beer tasting event. Mm-hmm. I could come in, give them a good beer tasting. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Ooh, offline. What a thing to talk about, huh?
So we like to work hard, but we have fun too.
Clearly.
Yeah. And then we've also, for healthier events, I don't want people thinking we're all alcoholics here, which
we are sober taping today.
I think
we went way out of our way for that today.
But we've also partnered with Urge Juice, Paul down the street, awesome entrepreneur.
Another Berkeley business.
I love that man. He is working his tail off, keeping us in organic.
Urge is the one that's kind of by the Burger King, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's like, by Burger King, Big B, and Cottagen Pizza.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. You know, across the street from Hungry Howie's. So let's
So he's like squeezed in doing some awesome stuff with juice.
In like 20 more years, I swear to God, there will only be healthy, sustainable food on this planet. But we are trying to get there anyway. Yeah.
We just partnered with Golden State Chef Company and are selling convenient to-go options at the studio.
So explain that to me. Okay.
It is unfortunately not a Berkeley business. They're located here in Royal Oak, but they have great healthy gluten-free, soy-free, grain-free, dairy-free options for on the go. There's a lot of free, but it actually tastes really, really good. But, you know, convenience on the go. There's not a lot of good, convenient, healthy options.
So you're seeing an interest in that. So part of the wellness of Reforming Foundations is to, you know, educate people on that. So now by offering this other
option. Yeah, a lot of our clients are busy and it's on the go. And
So you just did a class and then bam, you kind of got this on the way out.
Yeah, Ryan Klink is the owner. He, Rebecca, I'm drawing a blank on where he was. He was an awesome chef at a downtown restaurant and I forgot the name of it. But anyway.
And then he started up this business.
Yes, this is his business.
Okay.
Golden State Chef Company. And so he says, at Golden State Chef Company, we aim to make life easier. That's why we prepare ready-to-eat meals for those nights you just don't want to go cook or go out. All of our meals are made from fresh and packaged in sustainable, eco-friendly packaging. And they're healthy. They're nutritious. They're, great for promoting proper nutrition and proper portion control. And
how interesting. Yeah. I totally see the connection, though.
Mm-hmm. But it's easy for our clients, you know, after class on their way home, if they take, a 6:30, 7:30 class and, they're hungry.
Who wants to cook at that point?
Who wants to cook?
No way.
Yeah. Grab some really great healthy food on the go.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, this is a lot of information. Okay. Feel already smarter, although I feel like I've been like leaning forward too much and my movement is
grow
all off.
Tall, I know, out I keep, of your spine.
As you're talking, I'm like,
feel
oh my gosh,
abdominals
I need to
lift.
Move better. I feel bad. I was at the gym today, but I probably did everything wrong now, so I'm nervous.
Actually, that's another cool thing that's been happening. So Anytime Fitness in Berkeley, right, down the street from me, it's an important need. So, you just hit the nail on the head. I've got some dudes that come in and they lift and they love to lift and Pilates helps them lift, but all of a sudden I fix something and then they come back in and it's broke again. And I'm like, what did you do? And like, well, I'm probably lifting wrong. So Anytime has allowed us to come in and we are actually looking at mechanics of their lifting form, and applying Pilates principles to that. So that's like what I say, Pilates helps you do the thing that you love to do. So whether you're, a professional athlete, whether you go skiing, whatever you do, like Pilates helps you do that better. So that's been a cool collaboration too with Anytime Fitness. I just love our community. Oh, well, and then Coco's keeps me fed too. Like I don't starve because of Coco's.
Well, Nicole was on our very first Berkeley Local podcast, since you guys are on episode 2. We had a really good conversation with her and Heather Brody, who runs a web design and other business out of her house. So between the two of them, I got a good feeling for them. It's the whole point of having this show was to get folks who are interested in Berkeley to understand all these great businesses like yours and why they should be supporting you. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much for coming on today for episode 2 of the Berkeley Local podcast. I want to thank the Berkeley Chamber, who are allowing me to do this show, and the Berkeley Downtown Development Authority for sponsoring the show. So stay tuned for January's show, when we're going to have another great couple of businesses on. You get to learn a lot more about all the great stuff going on in Berkeley. So I want to thank both of you for coming on today. Again, if people want to get more information about your business, where should they go?
ReformingFoundations.com. We're also in the MindBody app. And then the studio phone is 248-439-0990. You can text us.
Well, I'll definitely text you then. Thank you very much for coming on, and have a great holiday.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.